The Bush administration announced this week that it would give state and local interests unprecedented input as it tries to figure out how to manage the 21 national monuments created or expanded during the Clinton presidency. President Clinton was criticized severely for declaring 6 million acres of national monuments without more local consultation. He was accused of abusing presidential power when he declared his first monument in Utah in 1996. But some of those who screamed the loudest are asking President Bush to follow Clinton's lead, starting again in Utah. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
150 miles south and east of Salt Lake City, local outdoorsman Wade Allenson stands against a stiff wind at what seems like the end of the earth.
My family and I spend a lot of time down here. We hike down here. We ride our OHVs down here as a family. I also spend time down here herding cows and riding horses.
Allenson peers hundreds of feet down and miles into the distance into the San Rafael Swell. It's a different world, he says, of steep and narrow red rock canyons, bushy desert flats, dry washes spreading like veins, and white sandstone mesas.
They kind of look like big dinosaur feet is what they look like, with canyons going up through them, and pretty much goes like this all the way through.
It's a region the size of Delaware, almost all federally owned, with remnants of cowboy cabins, outlaw hideouts, and abandoned mines, and faded figures on rock walls, paintings of ancient Indians. There's only one paved road and no homes, power lines, or telephone poles, and people have been fighting over it for decades. That's what Utah Governor Mike Leavitt addressed at a recent town meeting in Castledale, one of a dozen communities spread out on the fringes of the San Rafael Swell.
We need to find a way to define the way this land should be managed and find a way to do it in a proactive fashion that meets all of the different requirements of both the people and the land. We can do that if we get local communities involved, we get the state involved, and we have a cooperative federal government who recognizes that people live here too. Let's see, let's go back to you.
More than 250 farmers, ranchers, power plant workers, and business people crowd the room. The most vocal among them are still incensed by the Republican governor's surprise announcement in January that he wants his close friend President Bush to declare the San Rafael Swell a national monument. Leavitt was one of the loudest critics when Democratic President Bill Clinton declared his first national monument 120 miles to the south. That was in 1996.
This had been planned under the cover of darkness for months in advance without telling anyone that there was even a discussion. That's the worst kind of public land management. The Clinton administration did it wrong. I aspire for this process to establish by example the way public decisions ought to be made. We're going to do this right.
Doing it right, Leavitt says, means following the lead of the local county commissioners who proposed a national monument after 7 years of frustrating discussions, negotiations, and failed legislation. They tried to protect the swell while still allowing cattle grazing, mining, dirt bikes, and the tapping of rivers and creeks in the swell by farmers, ranchers, and power plants upstream. Some environmental groups sought tougher restrictions, while anti-wilderness groups fought any restrictions at all. In a crowd at the town meeting, Emory County Commissioner Randy Johnson defended the monument idea as the last resort.
30 years in America, we've been polarized on this issue. That doesn't make sense to me. Let's do public land management in a way that resolves those problems, and let's get on with our lives. We tried to do that with legislation, and we got the pants beat off of us by the wilderness groups nationally. And so now we're just trying to do the same thing with a monument under a friendly administration.
Johnson believes the Bush administration will look to the locals for guidance and not the environmental groups that advise President Clinton on his monument declarations. But some of those groups vow to push for the toughest restrictions, even if Leavitt's monument is declared, appealing to Congress and the courts if necessary. That's part of what makes some locals nervous, including outdoorsman Wade Allenson.
Whether it be recreation or coal mining or ranching or cattle grazing, Emory County has told us that, you know, they're out to protect these interests and their intentions are good, but once the proposal gets out of the hands of Emory County, and goes to the federal land managers, the local criteria is going to be taken out of that, and we'll no longer have the say in how this area is going to be managed.
Even people normally allied with the county commissioners, the governor, and the president see mischief in a monument. Brian Hawthorne heads a group of off-road vehicle enthusiasts in Utah.
Is this what the people of Emory County want, or is it a political stunt? It was wrong when Clinton did it, and it would be just as wrong if Bush did it.
Hawthorne stands in a wind-whipped and dusty desert flat in the San Rafael Swell, a lime-green dirt bike at his side. The wrong, he says, is the use of the Antiquities Act for monument declarations. Hawthorne argues that the act is designed to protect special cultural, geologic, or scientific features, not vast stretches of land.
We don't think that any law should be abused, even if the local residents and the governor think that it's the right thing to do. It seems that it's just now a tool for the political photo op.
And Hawthorne and Wade Allenson accuse Governor Leavitt of being as sneaky as Bill Clinton.
This announcement was made before these folks even had time to even voice their opinion. And this is already on the president's desk. And there's just a real lot of concerns that the public is not being involved here.
Governor Leavitt insists that no monument will be declared if it's clear the locals don't want it. At the Castledale town meeting, his best argument for moving ahead, at least the one that seemed to chill the crowd, came from State Planning Director Wes Curtis.
We came within one vote, I believe, of having a national monument here already. That one vote was a justice on the Supreme Court who decided George Bush would be the president, not Al Gore. Now, if you want to wait for the next Al Gore or the next Hillary Clinton, we can do that. We've got an opportunity now to be proactive. When the opportunity's passed, Katie, bar the door.
This is a mixed opportunity for President Bush, who could find himself condemned by some supporters for pulling a Bill Clinton, or praised by others for declaring a national monument the Republican way. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.